Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy.
I've been thinking about three things lately over the course of the past few days that have really kind of begun to shape this entire narrative. One of them is anger. Seems like we have a lot of anger in this country. And the second of those things is Donald Trump, because he seems to be able to capitalize on that anger better than anybody else in the Republican field. And then the third thing is heroes. Our heroes. And I think that these three things are connected. What you just heard is Winston Churchill giving his Never Give Up speech, a very famous speech that really impacted a lot of people. That is a hero. That right there is a hero. This is Christina Cook. You're listening to The Christina Cook Show. This is the podcast of The Christina Cook Show. Thank you so much for joining me. And I want to explore this idea of heroes, because I think this is really, it's really important to the American idea as to who we hold in such high esteem that we're willing to give them the label of hero. I think that it's an important label. It's probably one of the most important labels that any society can put onto any member of that society. I think that part of the thing is that we seem to have this inevitable need. It's a societal, it's almost a base need to identify heroes within our society. You go back and you look over, try to find my English here. You look over history, and it seems like we have no shortage of heroes. We are willing to enshrine many people into that role. You think back to the Greeks, and they had Achilles, they had Jason and the Argonauts, they had Odysseus, they had all of those folks. You look back and through the Bible, you have David, you have, of course, Jesus, also a hero, you have Paul, you have Peter, these people who are willing to put everything on the line. All of them were people who are willing to put everything on the line for what they believed in, for something that was so important to them that they were willing to lay down their lives and their freedom in order to fight for that thing. Courage seems to be one of the biggest determining factors for a hero. Look back over American history. We have our founders. I'm reading this biography of George Washington right now that doesn't, interestingly, it does not paint him as a larger-than-life figure. And still, he comes across as a hero because of what he was willing to lay on the line for the things that he believed. Think of any of our other founding fathers. You've got John Adams, you have Thomas Paine, you have anybody who signed the Declaration of Independence, John Hancock. You know, these folks who were willing to pledge their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor for this idea, for something that they really believed in. And then think of people throughout the history of America, you know, Abraham Lincoln. Regardless of what you think, what kind of violence you think he did to the constitutional standard, he was a hero. He was willing to lay everything and did lay everything on the line for what he believed in. We have those who fought in our wars, you know, famous and not famous people, but, you know, especially you look at people like John Wayne, you look at people like Audie Murphy, and you look back over our history and you realize that, you know, we have, as a country, we have these heroes. We have these people who are willing to put, whether they wanted us to or not, put on that pedestal to say, you are a hero to us. You're an inspiration to us. You have exhibited courage in adversity in a way that we are not sure we would have been able to do the same. And so for us, you are a hero. hero almost seems to be an inspiration. It's a synonym for inspiration to me. As I have explored this issue here over the last few days and tried to come up with a definition, it's hard to define hero. It really is. And in this day and age, it's even harder. It seems like it's even more difficult. Over the last, say 4 decades, let's go back to Nixon, probably is the first harbinger of what was to come. We've seen our heroes fall. You know, we've seen the people that we have put in high office, people we have put up on those pedestals, fall off of those pedestals very, very hard. And because of that, we seem to have a difficulty in defining hero in this day and age. In modern times, in the 21st century, in 2015, how do you define hero? But we have this innate need for heroes. And so it seems to me like we're willing to slap that label on just about anybody who agrees with our agenda, and they're famous. You know, that's kind of what the definition these days seems to be. Let's look at Bruce Jenner. I'm not going to call him Caitlyn. I'm not going to call him her. Okay, it's neither one. He still has a Y chromosome, and he dresses up in evening dresses. That makes him a cross-dresser. Makes him a cross-dresser taking estrogen pills. That is not a heroic thing. I've had estrogen coursing throughout my body for my entire life. That does not make me brave. Okay, really doesn't. And I actually have the X chromosome. So, this is the problem, is that we're willing to slap the label of hero on anyone who agrees with our agenda and is famous. That, to me, is not an adequate definition of hero. That's not an inspiration. That's not somebody who is stepping out to do the right thing. And the right thing is really the key to this whole thing. I was talking with a friend of mine earlier this evening about heroes. And it was him who actually brought the Churchill quote to mind. He said the very first hero he identified, I asked him if he had any heroes, very first hero he identified was Winston Churchill, which I thought was really interesting. This is a guy that I've known for a long time. Never knew that about him. I thought that was absolutely fascinating, and he's absolutely right. Never give in, never surrender to the Nazis, no matter what the cost was. That's how important the cause was, to not bow down to evil, to do the right thing, to do the moral thing. That's a hero. And so as I've been exploring themes for this show and different areas to explore and things that I want to look at, the heroism of our founding fathers is something that really draws me, because of what they did, what they put on the line, and why they did that. You think about what they did in signing the Declaration of Independence. If you've never sat back and considered what that document meant at the time, we celebrate it signing every year on the 4th of July. We shoot off fireworks. We eat hot dogs. We watch baseball. It's awesome. But that first July 4th was not so celebratory, not in the least. Those guys had signed their death warrants. They had told Mother England, we no longer owe any allegiance to you. We are now traitors. Basically what the essence of the Declaration of Independence was. And those men did lay their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor on the line in order to do the right thing, in order to declare that free men ought to be free, that all men are created equal, and all men have natural rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And they laid down everything for that cause because it was the right thing to do. They are heroes to me. They are my heroes. These are the men that I look to These are the role models that I look to. As I look at our country and I understand that it's going to take that kind of courage. It's going to take that kind of resolve. Maybe not to engage, God, I pray, not to engage in armed combat, but to take this country back to those principles, back to that idea of America, of what we are supposed to be. Free men living freely, pursuing our natural rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That is not what our country is now. I don't think there's any reason to split hairs on this. I don't think there's any reason to try to debate the finer points of this. We are not living as free men and women today. We are not. We are living under a juggernaut, a leviathan of government that has decided that this is who we are going to be, and we are on the right side of history, and if you oppose us, you are on the wrong side of history, which means shut up, sit down, and don't bother us anymore. And we're not going to do that anymore. We're standing up for the right things. Whether we're standing up for them in the political sphere or standing up for them in the cultural sphere, we are going to do the right things because that is who we are as Americans. And to do that, I think we need our heroes. We need those who are going to inspire us. We need those who are going to give us hope. They're going to give us something to believe in. We're searching, desperately searching for someone to do that. Why do you think that the superhero franchises have been so successful over the course of the past century? This is what we want. You think over Superman and Batman and The Flash and Aquaman and you know, any of the rest of them. And you think about who they are. You think about what they are, what they represent. They represent our best selves, truly. You think about Superman, and there's something to be said, and you can go into all the meta and you know, look at all the backstory and the subtext and all that kind of stuff. Superman was a guy from another planet who exhibited all the characteristics that we wanted to have ourselves. He was strong. He was righteous. He was moral. He was absolutely dedicated to doing the right thing. That was who we wanted to be. And it took Stan Lee bringing this guy from another planet. If it was Stan Lee, it wasn't Stan Lee. For all the comic book people out there, I'm really sorry. I don't know all the history on my superheroes. But, you know, here he was. He came to Earth. He exhibited our best self for us. Batman is the other one that keeps coming to mind. And the thing about Batman, I've been watching the Gotham series. If you haven't had a chance to watch it, it's actually really interesting because it gives a lot of the backstory to Batman. Obviously, imagined backstory to an imaginary character, so you make of that what you will. But Batman is an ordinary man and still a superhero because he is so dedicated to the right thing. And that's what we want. We want somebody to inspire us to be part of that right thing. We want somebody to inspire us to be more. And over the course of the past 40 years, since Nixon, it seems like our heroes have fallen one by one, Reagan being the shining example that did not. But everyone else, you know, I mean, we elect these presidents and they turn out to be scum. We elect these presidents that turn out to not have a clue about what the Constitution means, what rights mean, you know, that kind of thing. And it doesn't matter if they were Republican or Democrat, it didn't matter. We had a president who was such a liar and a sexual cheat that he was impeached and still managed to finish his term. Still. What do you do with that? Now his wife is running for president. Really? Are we actually going to take this kind of a debased human and put them in the highest office in the land? Hillary Clinton represents so much that is wrong with Americans. She's like the worst part of each of us, all mixed together into a single person. It's not that I've never lied. I've certainly never killed anybody, but it's not that I've never lied. It's not that I've never tried to cover up being incompetent. It's not that, you know, none of those things have ever happened in my past. But the fact of the matter is that here she is with all of those faults exposed. She pretends they don't happen and still is running for president. She abandoned our people in Benghazi. Abandoned them and is still running for president. She represents everything that is wrong. Why would we put her into the Oval Office? I have not a clue. And I can only hope that the American people agree with me. Liberals that I've spoken to, you know, I have not actually met a single Hillary supporter. And it's not that I travel in those circles all that often, but the liberals that I do know say, oh my God, no, please, please, let's not elect Hillary Clinton as president. So, you know, and that's encouraging that there are people who see that this is wrong. But, you know, we've had these heroes, political and otherwise, fall. I've had this happen in my own life. I've had... over the course of, you know, the past 20 years or so, the unfortunate habit of putting ordinary people into that role in my own life, where I regard them as heroes, you know, people who are ordinary human beings, truly ordinary human beings. And I've decided for one reason or another, sequentially, not all at the same time, but one reason or another that this man or that man represents for me something that I would be willing to label as a hero. And then I watch them betray that, whatever the quality was that I put that label on them for. Watch them betray that label, watch them betray that quality that for me made them a hero. I've watched my heroes fall. And I think as a nation, we've seen this happen over and over and over and over again. So here we are. It's 2015. We've had 40 years at least of our heroes being destroyed right before our eyes. But as a society, we have this innate need to have people to look up to have these heroes within our society. And now we have, I think, come to the point where we are so desperate to have heroes that we are willing to slap the label on just about anybody. If they're famous and they agree with our agenda, whatever that is. And that's how you get Bruce Jenner, Woman of the Year. Still kind of blows my mind. And I think because of this, this is why we're so angry. We're betrayed. We had people to look up to. We had hope. We had things to aspire to. We had higher levels that we had glimpses of. And those have been destroyed. So what do we do with that? And one thing that we can do, obviously we're, you know, in the mid throes of a presidential election, is to elect someone heroic. They will also fall. I can pretty much guarantee that. But I don't think that should stop us from trying. I really don't. There are a few people in this race. Well, one that I support. But, you know, there are a few people in this race who I think represent in some part what it is that we talk about when we talk about a hero. We talk about somebody who inspires us. We talk about somebody who gives us hope, somebody who gives us something to believe in. For some of you, that's going to be Ben Carson. For others of you, that is Donald Trump. He is responding to that anger. He wants to make America great again. That's the idea is give us something to believe in. We want America to be great. So does Donald Trump. Great. That would explain why he is at the top of the polls, wouldn't it? For me, that person is Ted Cruz. I really believe in the things that he stands for, and I believe that he has exhibited the behavior that I want to aspire to. He has stood in the face of adversity, especially within the Senate, especially against the establishment, especially against McConnell and the entire juggernaut of rhinos who want to take him down. He has stood with courage. He has stood with grace. He stood with good humor. And those are qualities that I aspire to. Those are things that I want to exhibit. And so for that reason, he sort of is my hero in a lot of ways. That's why I really would like to see him in that office. But that's a contemporary hero. That's somebody who can disappoint us. The other place I think we need to look, people that we need to elevate to that hero status again. And for a lot of us, they already have this, but we need to tell their stories as the founding fathers of this country. I told you I'm reading this biography of George Washington right now. And it's a biography that's by Ron Chernow, who is not my favorite author. And I don't think does Washington any favors. I really don't. He calls him out on a pretty regular basis as he's going through this biography. And there's been a couple times I've almost put the book down because I don't want to see this hero destroyed before my eyes. I don't. But I've been pushing through it. And it's getting better simply for the fact that what I'm beginning to recognize is a pattern of greatness in George Washington's life that I never fully understood before about the adversity that he overcame in terms of his mother and his relationship with her, and you know, his father dying when he was very young, and dealing with a lot of this stuff, and how ambitious he was and how much of a temper he had, and these fully human qualities that George Washington possessed. And yet still, I know how the story turns out, because I know that George Washington was the guy who led us to victory, the guy who made it possible for America to actually come into being. So in all of this humanness, there is a greater purpose that has been achieved through him. So now I'm like really fascinated to find out, how does that work together? How can you be human and actually have these heroic capabilities? That's the thing that's so fascinating to me, because I want to emulate it, because I want to aspire to it, because I want to believe in it. I want to believe that other people can have that too. You look at John Adams, if you've seen the HBO series on John Adams, and he had so many faults, at least according to HBO he did. You know, and yet still, again, founding father of this country, a pivotal figure that made it possible, was integral to making it possible for this country to actually exist. Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, Thomas Paine, any of the rest of them, these are the stories that I would love to see us continue to tell our children and our children's children, and to pass along these humans. They're utterly human. They are not Greek gods up on the hill. They are not people who are, you know, made out of marble. And you know, I mean, they're completely and totally human. They're just like you and me. And they achieved some of the greatest things. Those are the stories that I want to hear. Those are the stories I want to be passed down. And it's the ones that I want to know. How do you do that? Because we need to do it again. And we don't have to do it angry. We don't have to do it by you know, pounding desks and, you know, shouting into microphones or shouting on television or writing angry books or telling people that they are less than or anything like that. We don't have to do any of that. We have to find things to aspire to. We have to have the courage in the face of adversity. We need to have the courage in the face of adversity to stand up for the right thing, the moral thing. That's what we have to find in ourselves, and we will. We will. But we have to find those examples to follow. It's so much better that way. It's so much easier that way. And it means something to carry on that tradition. That's what I want to do. I hope you do too. Thanks so much for listening today. You've been listening to The Christina Cook Show. I am, of course, Christina Cook. Come find me on Facebook, facebook.com/Christina Cook Show. You can follow me on Twitter @ChrisCookShow. Or find my blog, ChristinaCookShow.com. I hope you come join me. I will be back tomorrow. Until then, remember, America is great because Americans are great. So go out there and be exceptional.